Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, our longtime friend Doug Gray joins us on our studio hotline. Doug Gray, founding member of the Marshall Tucker Band, they're still out on the road doing a ton of dates, and they would be at the Grand Ole Opry the day after Doug joins us on our podcast. Enjoy some great memories of the Marshall Tucker Band with Doug Gray on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bus has been pulled to the side of the road.
Oh.
Please welcome Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band on Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Woo-hoo!
I could hear the break.
Hey, thank you. I'm about some more, okay?
Well, Hoss, we couldn't work it out to get a big old hug in the studio this morning. This is the next best thing as you make your way to Nashville, Music City. Tomorrow night, you're playing the Grand Ole Opry.
Boy, I'm telling you what, I'm excited again. It's going to be fun. Everything, you know, ever since we've been doing this for how many years now, I know of you at least a week and a half and me a week and a half. And, you know, the good part of this whole thing is I get a chance to talk to some of the same people once a year, sometimes two or three times a year, but it's always like we never even left each other.
Yeah. Well, I was telling the story earlier, knowing you were going to call, that I saw you with Charlie Daniels, Wet Willie, and Paul Cotton in 1974 at Freedom Hall, Derby Eve Jam, Louisville, Kentucky. That album came out, that first album, in 1973. So we have known each other 50 years, truly. And you get right down to it.
Well, you know what? I would have never known that by looking at you. No, I mean, I do realize that show, and it was the Derby Jam, and we did a hell of a show that night. But the fun part was we had all these different people with us and hanging out with us, and you get to meet all these different people that don't even know what their future is. Now we've stuck around long enough to where people know where our future is and where we landed, and made us part of their life.
When do you remember meeting Charlie Daniels, for instance, or Jimmy Hall in those early days from those bands that I just mentioned?
Yeah, Jimmy Hall, we met him whenever right as the band was starting, and we'd already been together as Marshall Tucker for just a little while, but like less than a year. 72, they come down and said, we need y'all to open for a couple bands we got coming into the club. We didn't have radio back then that we could use, you know, that nobody was really interested in talking or hearing the story. But Jimmy was on that show, Jimmy Hall and Wet Willie Band, and they played the show, and they come to find out the Allman Brothers were headlining, the original guys. And I went, holy Jesus, this is going to be something. I had already seen the Allman Brothers, so I was excited. That was with Dwayne when he was still alive. So Jimmy took our tape down to Capricorn Records. Phil Walden heard it, said, y'all come down the next. Well, we was working, evidently, because we'd been in the service, and none of us had no money after that. But we got back, and, you know, we started that band, and Jimmy took that tape back down the field, said, come on down to Grant's Lounge down here. Making Georgia happy that night, we did. Everybody came and showed up. And then the following Monday, Phil offered us a contract. And the rest is history. And we recorded that first thing, I think, 71, come out 72.
Y'all are on the Infinite Road Tour right now. That's the name of it.
Well, so, they've been on it for 15 years.
I was going to say, it's been a minute. Where are you this morning? And how many more dates do you have?
Well, believe it or not, we got about 50 shows. UTA then booked us 50 shows for next year already.
Okay? But you're going out with Jefferson Starship, right?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a beautiful thing. We started out with Dave Mason this year. And with those guys, and, you know, we're tag-teaming each other going out of certain areas and seeing what's going on. But the most interesting part of what's going on is people are showing up, and it's people of young age and old age. So we carry a few spans of time with the people that come to see us at the county fairs with Charlie. Of course, you know, I always miss Charlie anyway. Everybody in the whole band does. The group, we get on here and talk Charlie stories with his crew, you know. Oh, eating popcorn and making jokes about certain things we can't talk about on the radio, Bill. And, you know, he always give me that look when it's Doug, it's time to shut up now.
I don't believe I told that.
I know it. But, no, that's perfect, though. You see, you read me right because you know I can tell a story and turn it into something really funny. Okay? But, no, it's been 50 years since we've known each other. Now, I'm 75, but people are respecting the band as, you know, we continuously try to be, and the guys want to be in the band are in the band. And, you know, we're thriving to make it sound as close to what we could before. Of course, you can never copy. If you do, you're making a terrible mistake because there'll never be another original Marshall Tucker band. But this band, most people, as Charlie and Bill and everybody else knows, that we have been friends with all these different people. And they might see Carlos Santana out there with us jamming. They might see whoever the hell else shows up. And me and Jimmy Hall got together the other night in Macon, Georgia, and I think he hugged me harder than I hugged him, you know, because we never see each other. So, you know, knowing for my hugs and all that stuff that we did, and bet you $10, none of us knew what was going to happen in the long run. It would still be around 51 years later.
Wow. Marshall Tucker Band. Doug Gray on their way to the Opry. They are playing tomorrow night's show at the Opry House. And I'm just curious, as we close, so 1971, 72, who would have been the big country stars that you were aware of, Doug?
Wow. Well, George, of course. You can't deny that fact. And then certainly right before that period of time, before I had to go to Vietnam, and, you know, it was always my mom and daddy took me to the drive-in theater, and there was Hank Sr. And you understood, and you know this as well as I do, that Kitty Wells was doing some of our songs later in time. We've talked about that many times, but I finally got to hear it, Kitty Wells' version of Try One More Time. You know, and I went, oh, my God, you know, this is why I should have known more about what I was doing back then instead of sticking my head in the clouds. You know, I say that in a nice way so that we can have it on radio.
Well, listen, Hoss, pull that bus back out on the road. You got to get to Athens, Ohio this evening at the Templeton Blackburn Alumni Memorial Auditorium on your way to the Grand Ole Opry House. And if the schedule on your website at MarshallTucker.com is correct, you're going to be off until just after the first of the year. You're going to be home for Christmas and the new year.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see all the grandkids and all the crazy people around, and, you know, everybody that complains during the year, but they love you at Christmas. But, you know what? It's not hard to believe, is it? It's not. It's just not hard to believe. But I appreciate y'all working me in today because, you know, I couldn't get nobody to pick me up in that funny Santa suit that I had on the side of the interstate.
Nice.
And, you know, the highway patrol hooked up twice. And when he pulled up twice, he said, damn, you still out here? I went, I'm waiting to do an interview, Bill Cody and them, and at the station, WSM. And they went, well, we'll let you go this time, but next time you're going to jail.
Marshall Tucker Band's Doug Gray.
Thank you, Doug.
Not like
Thank
you would
y'all.
Be.
Thank God, we love you.
Totally unfamiliar with the concept. Thank you, Doug. Love you, man. Merry Christmas from WSM.
We love you, too.
Okay. Bye. Coffee, Country, and Cody, and everybody knows this one. Every word. It's like a human teleprompter out there when they're on stage looking out into the audience, and everybody's singing Heard It in a Love Song.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now they both need me so. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And it's a good time for me to hit on down the line. Heard it in a love.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.